Malawi's president dissolves the cabinet. Uncertainty in Libya prompts a call to prayer. And technology moves a ministry in India toward independence. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Weeks of unrest over poor management and infrastructure forced Malawi's president to dissolve his cabinet. Deadly riots saw buildings burned and looted. Although Grace Ministries International has buildings in the capital city, they weren't vandalized. However, Sam Vinton says they did come into play at the height of the unrest.
One of our churches really became a refuge for people who fled and they could hide there while this was taking place. Eventually, they lifted the protest ban.
The once popular president is now fighting to keep his country together. Poverty and corruption are threatening to tear it apart. United Nations-backed talks are scheduled to begin tomorrow, addressing the complaints on the petition. In the meantime,
things are back to where they're peaceful, and there seems to be actual discussions that the president has finally admitted that he will listen to the people.
So far, GMI's evangelistic projects haven't been disrupted by the instability. Pray for opportunities to share the gospel as the country heals. Next, Christians are praying for religious freedom in Muslim strongholds. Muammar Gaddafi's rule appears to be over in Libya, while in Syria, violent clashes continue in the streets between President Bashar al-Assad's forces and his opponents. Nick Ripkin with the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is asking believers to pray for the kind of stability in the region where access to Jesus is a basic human right. Christians believe God will use this unrest to bring people to salvation. Pray for the IMB workers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, the Mission Network News Orphan Outreach Team is back from Russia, and God's doing some pretty good things. The team of 29 ministered to more than 200 kids, playing games, telling stories, helping them with crafts, and sharing the gospel. Team members reported a few kids praying to have Christ come into their hearts. Team members are now more passionate about adoption, but also the need to do something more. One family following the team's progress is pursuing adoption. Pray God will open doors. Meanwhile, technology is allowing one Indian ministry arm to be self-sufficient. Audio Scripture Ministry sends digital audio scripture players across the globe, but in India, J.P. Sundararajan says it's always been hard to raise support.
For many years, we've had to deal with the stigma of not being placed on the same plane as organizations that send people as missionaries.
But that thought process is changing. As technology gains ground in India, young people are seeing the merit in ASM's mission.
They know what technology can do. They're very savvy. And now they're finding out that, hey, you know what? We can use technology to minister as well. Kind of a radical thought for them because nobody's really shared with them that possibility. And now as they're hearing more and more about our work in India, they're becoming more involved.
As a result, ASM's India ministry is actually becoming self-sustaining. For 30 years, local support from India was only 2-3%. Now it's 20 and rising. Pray as Indians take hold of their call to the Great Commission. And Slava Gospel Association just finished up the second part of a three-part kids series, which was met with resounding success. Eric Mock says the My Mission Adventure series focuses on moving kids into mission.
We are sending a free kit to churches that they can use to equip their young kids with the resources they need and the understanding to live life on mission, either in the school or in their families, and to also stand with those that are doing the same.
SGA's watched Christians in the former Soviet Union stand up for their faith and now is encouraging kids in the less persecuted West to do the same.
Biblically, we are in a time in which we need to remember that every day, believers are called to live their life on mission, ready to give an account.
Students were also able to actually get involved by learning about and supporting orphans through SGA's Orphan Reborn program. Get your free kit for your church. Head to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you want to go on a short-term mission trip, but it's too expensive, right? How about a free trip to either India or Nepal to deliver blankets to the needy? Win the Global Action Touch the World Trip contest and you can go for free. If you've never been there before, you qualify. Activate your name now at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.